All right. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock back again in the new year. And it is crazy to say we are almost near the end of our conversation. That's what we've been calling it here with the Michigan Abolitionist Project and human trafficking. And really the goal of this, when we all set this up, when I got together with Map and Heather and the whole crew, we wanted to start a conversation of something that most people don't have a conversation about, and that is human trafficking. More importantly, how we can put an end to human trafficking with people like the Michigan Abolitionist Project and all the other ones that are there working so diligently to end the suffering, end the trafficking, and hopefully start a new day. And it's a new year, so I think we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to take on this once again. And that's great. And of course, I have a great crew with me here. I have Heather, Alyssa, and Meg. Thank you all so much for joining me. First, we've all met Heather. She's been with us throughout this journey and helped us have these conversations. Some of the difficult ones, some of the not so difficult ones, but we've gotten through it. Let's first introduce our two other guests. Alyssa, first, just tell us who you are and what you do and how you're involved with the Michigan Abolitionist Project.
Yeah, so I'm a forensic nurse at Spectrum Health Lakeland, and so I take care of patients that come into our emergency rooms, and they tell us that they've been hurt by somebody, and it wasn't an accident. We do that at the emergency rooms in Niles, St. Joe, and Watervliet, and then also at the Children's Advocacy Center. And okay. So I became involved with human trafficking because it's just like a natural progression, a natural extension of my job.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been involved in the human trafficking side of this?
Oh, 5 years?
5 years.
I think okay. 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Well, appreciate you getting with us, and we'll chat more about your side of things. Meg, just do the same thing. Let us know a little bit about you and how you're involved with MAP.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. So in addition to serving on the task force, I, just like Alyssa, work for Spectrum Health Lakeland. I work in the population health department, where we work to address the needs of our community. And I've also worked with Alyssa in serving as a sexual assault advocate, an advocate for survivors of sexual assault or domestic violence. So that's my main job. And I also am a local farmer here in Stevensville. My husband and I own and operate Alex's Veggies. So that's just a little bit about me. With the task force, I've probably been involved. I mean, it's been several years now serving on the task force as an active member. So
awesome.
Looking forward to talking about it more today.
And this is so cool. And talking with Heather and the work that they do and the amount of people that they work with kind of from all over the place and people you wouldn't maybe expect, like, whoa, okay, you got involved. So I guess that kind of leads into the next thing. And we'll just kind of, you know, round robin again. Alyssa, what got you, what spoke to you when it came to human trafficking and why you wanted to get involved?
The thing with human trafficking is people feel like they're in such a hopeless situation when they come to me, and we kind of identify what's been going on in their life and what they've been doing to survive. They've been being made to do things that they don't want to do just to get those basic human needs, to get shelter, to get food, warmth. And it doesn't have to be hopeless. They can get out of it. And it's, I like to give them that hope that they can have another life, that they can meet those needs in other ways, and that they do have support.
I don't think there'll be a wrong answer in any of this. That's a wonderful answer. Meg, what about you? What spoke to you? What wanted to get you involved with the task force?
Yeah, with everything Alyssa said, I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to help people, help animals when I was younger. So I've always had this desire to speak up for those who I feel can't speak up for themselves. And I think that with human trafficking represents the victims and our survivors. Oftentimes we have people who are suffering in silence from abuse, sexual, physical, emotional abuse, and they're looking, they need our help. And I care because I want to be that person to help them. I want to help like make things change, and I want to help be their voice so they don't have to suffer in silence. So that is what drives me day in and day out to help with this task force and this initiative.
And we've thrown around task force a little bit, and Heather, we'll get to you in just a moment to kind of explain what the task force is, the main goals of it and everything. But with Alyssa and Meg, while I have you, Alyssa, how did you find out about this? Because for me, this one big thing, when I was approached about talking about human trafficking, I was like, all right, I kind of know a little bit about it. I saw the movie Taken, and I did, right? That's the same thing. How did you find out about it? And then how did you then get involved? Like, how do you fit into this task force then and your involvement?
It's something we learn about when we learn how to be forensic nurses. When I take my sexual assault nurse examiner training and started working with the Children's Advocacy Center and with patients at the hospital, human trafficking is one of the major initiatives where we learn how to care for these people and how to get them the support and the medical care that they might need. And so my predecessor in this program was a part of the human trafficking task force. And she took me with her to some of the meetings and I started getting involved, and it was really, I felt like I was really helping people, both as a medical professional, being able to train the people on the task force about what's going to happen when somebody comes to the hospital, teaching them to tell people that they meet out in the community, if something like this is happening to you, you can go to the hospital. They have special nurses to care for you. And then in exactly the same way, teaching the people at the hospital the things I learned through the task force, the survivor-led initiatives in how people who've survived human trafficking want to be cared for when they go into the medical field or into the medical environment, how they don't want to be judged and they don't want to be pushed and they don't want us to make decisions for them. We just give them a safe place to land and whatever support that they want.
I love it. I love it. Well, we're glad to have you on board, at least of my end. I'm happy to have you here and a part of it. Meg, how does a farmer get involved in the task force? How'd you find out about it and then tell about kind of what you do with it? So
I will say, I think initially I learned about human trafficking as a teenager, and I was at a craft show and I stumbled upon a booth from an organization in Michigan called Women at Risk International. And they were selling handcrafted items like bracelets and scarves. And I was like, oh, these look so cute. I love these bracelets. And I started talking to some of their staff, and they help rescue at-risk men and women from around the world. And these men and women can then help make these handcrafted items that Women at Risk will actually sell. So once the staff there started talking to me about it, I was immediately hooked because I was like, oh my God, I want to help these people. How do I get involved? So then I actually worked with them in helping to raise money to help fund their efforts. I like maybe raised $500 for a 5K, but it was my first step into the trafficking world, like learning about it. And then once I started working at Lakeland, I heard about the sexual assault nurse examiner program at Lakeland and learned more about the task force from my colleagues in the population health department. And then it just evolved from there and grew. And I wanted to especially work towards helping our community here first before branching out anywhere else. So that's how I got started.
I love it. And of course, I think it goes without saying, everyone is grateful, not only the people that you're helping, the survivors in all of this, but for me, and being an outsider coming in and learning about this, people like you two and Heather and all the other great people we've chatted with, you've taken on such a difficult thing. A thing that people don't really talk about. I know when I found out that the first law was enacted in 2000, I was like, what? No, that can't be right. So I know it's been an uphill battle, and I commend you, you ladies, for all the hard work you've done and answering that call and doing that. And we're glad to have you here, and we'll learn more and we'll talk more kind of about what people can do to join you in this fight against human trafficking along with Heather. So like I mentioned, we've thrown out the word task force. People may go, okay, hold on. What is this task force? Heather, what is the task force? How to get started? Just kind of give us that brief history on that and what exactly it's involved in doing.
Yeah, definitely. So the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force is a group of MAP. So it's underneath the umbrella of MAP, but the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force started as its own organization in 2012 by their founder, Kathy Knopf, in 2012. And it kind of came up as like a grassroots organization from a friend of Kathy's, and her daughter was interested in human trafficking from MSU, and they started a, you guys can correct me if I'm saying any of this wrong, but started a an event called Planting Hope with, and kind of out of that, the task force started to educate and bring awareness to the communities of Southwest Michigan about human trafficking. So it's been a collaboration of, obviously, as we can see on here, healthcare workers, law enforcement, non-governmental organizations, faith-based organizations, and just in general concerned citizens to educate others on how to identify trafficking, how to prevent it, and how to help survivors. So basically what we've been doing on this podcast, but in person, in real life. So in they had monthly meetings to educate the community, and we're involved in some really incredible projects. The task force has done a lot for human trafficking in Michigan. They were the first in the nation to partner with Traffic Cam on an entire countywide hospitality photo program where pictures of 95% of the hotels and motels in Berrien County were uploaded to the FBI server to help if trafficking were to occur. And that is like Traffic Cam is a thing now. And so a really big thing. And so it's awesome that, yeah, that the task force was a part of bringing that, helping to get that started. They brought the Safe Action Project to the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Council, which was eventually adopted as the official state hospitality training for Michigan. They partnered with Power Over Predators to bring the nationally recognized program for free to any student, staff, or parent. They raised funds to train law enforcement on human trafficking prior to the Michigan State Police taking the lead. So, yeah, the task force was involved in really helping to bring awareness and get a lot of things started that are continuing today in each of these professions and places. This was a fun one. They collaborated with Warner Winery to produce the a wine called SOS, Support Our Survivors, where 25% of the proceeds went back to helping survivors. The bottle included information about what human trafficking is and the National Human Trafficking Hotline number. So that was a really cool thing. And yeah, I mean, I had, when I first got this job, there was a list on their website that Kathy had put up of all of the things that they had done. And that was just through 2018. But it was like, I think when I put it into a Word document, it was like 14 pages long.
Awesome.
many, many other events and fundraisers. And yeah, the task force has just been a presence in the Southwest Michigan community for a long time now. So, yeah.
So what you're saying is we need another podcast to just go through the list of things.
Basically. Yeah, right? For real.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And now kind of give us a better look at what is involved and what goes on with it and the different things they do to raise awareness and get people talking, get things moving, get the balls rolling. Now, this seems like a weird question in a sense of the topic that we're on with human trafficking. But let's talk about some of the favorite things you've been involved in. I know you guys are combating something that is not a fun topic, but I'm sure along the way, there's been times where it's been very rewarding, where you've looked at as like, man, this was so cool. I'm so glad we were able to do this to help raise awareness, whatever. So Alyssa, maybe tell us one or two of your favorite things or one of your favorite things you involved with in the task force.
Yeah, one of the first things I went to was the Protect My Child program. It was a lunch and learn. It's Protect My Child, and it's through the Michigan Secretary of State, where it's a registry you can enter your child's email address and phone number into, and it blocks adult-themed content. So it kind of it breaks that alcohol, tobacco, online gambling, and pornography from coming to your child, because sometimes those things just pop up. Kids don't have to go out and look for that stuff. And I think that was the first thing that I went to. The other thing that I really enjoyed was we did a corn maze 5K, and I met so many people there. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun, and it was really good for making connections.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you mentioned too, that the thing with, you know, protecting the kids online, I'm an adult and I need to watch where I'm at, for God's sakes. You know, there's, you got to be careful even as an adult out there. So that's awesome. And again, just another shining example, fun things that are also raising awareness. Meg, what about you? Something that, that is back in the memories of a great time you had in this task force, or sticks out to you?
Yeah. Well, shout out to the wine, SOS wine. I was at a Papa Wine Fest and helped to promote and sell that wine. And then shout out to the 5K, Alyssa, that was on my list too. But I love doing trainings. I love when I have the opportunity to actually educate someone on human trafficking and let them know that it is happening in our communities, because the more we can educate people, that makes the more better able people are to identify human trafficking or a potential human trafficking victim in our community. And then the events that really resonate with me are when we hear directly from our survivors, when we have those speaking events where survivors actually come and share their story and just their resilience and their strength. I mean, that's what's so inspiring to me. And that's what helps drive me, is just that resilience and that strength to keep moving forward and do this work.
I love it. I love it. Now, if anyone is listening and want to hop in a meeting, what can they expect? Heather, you want to tell us a little bit when they are, where they can find out more about the meetings, anything like that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we'd love to have you, anybody that's listening. We meet on the third Friday of every month from noon to one at the Children's Advocacy Center in Niles. Every meeting is different. So,
It's not in Niles. On Niles Road.
On Niles. Sorry.
And on 139.
Thank you. Yes. yes. So at the Children's Advocacy Center. Every meeting is different. We usually have some piece of an educational element to keep up to date on any new or important human trafficking news that's going on. But it's also a space to network and get to know others in the community and their involvement in anti-trafficking work. For example, at one of our last meetings, Alyssa was updating us on some other counties and kind of what's going on in the healthcare field as how they are addressing human trafficking and training their employees and healthcare professionals. So, we have people that are obviously in healthcare, higher education, legal, counseling, shelter services, direct service providers, faith-based organizations, and just everyday people that are concerned about human trafficking and want to bring awareness to the community. This is a place where we do have space to plan and host different events as well.
That's great. And of course, like I tell everyone here, if you're watching this, you're on the website, wherever you're finding this, I'll have everything linked up at WIRX.com on this podcast. Yep. So when we're all done and wrap this all up, you guys can go there and get linked up. Meg, does the task force have anything planned for Human Trafficking Awareness Month that's coming up?
We do. So you heard me mention earlier that I love to hear from survivors and survivors tell their stories. And we do have a speaking event. It's a lunch and learn on January 21st at noon at Papo Vino's restaurant in St. Joseph. We are pleased to welcome its guest speaker, Rita O'Brien. I haven't heard from her. I look forward to listening to her. She's a survivor and an educator now in the field of sex trafficking. She was actually trafficked in rural communities by her own father. So that right there just gives me chills. She serves as a social worker and advocate now, and then she's passionate about seeking justice and providing education to communities like the one that she was trafficked from. So for more information and to register, you can visit the MAP website, the Michigan Abolitionist Project.org, or you can go to our Facebook page, Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force. That's at SWMI Human Trafficking. And we're just so excited to kick off the year with this great event. So we really hope you guys can attend.
Again, great information. And I guess we kind of wrap that up with Alyssa. Is there anything else you want to add with people who are interested in this, have questions about it, or anything else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, I just want to encourage people, if they can't come to the lunch and learn, come to one of our other events, become educated about human trafficking. Because once you know about it, it's really easy to talk about it. You don't have to be shy. You can speak openly. If you hear something or you see something that makes you concerned for somebody, you can just say to them, hey, I'm concerned for you. I noticed this and I can help you. I can give you a number to call for assistance. That 888-3737-888 is the human trafficking hotline, and it's confidential. And if you're wrong and they're not being human trafficked, or if they haven't realized that yet, they'll say, oh, thanks for caring about me. And they usually ask, can you tell me more about human trafficking? And then you've just educated another person. So if they are in that situation and you tell them, I can help you, and you don't push, you don't try to rescue them, you just offer them resources, then they know that you're a safe person. And if and when they're ready to get help, they'll know where they can come to. And it's not hard, and no one's ever been upset with me for saying, hey, I'm worried about you because of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Education is key, and that's the one thing I've really taken away from the podcast that we've done, amongst many other things, is just knowing the signs to look for, and knowing who to contact, the proper steps to take, and every little bit can make a huge difference in your life and someone that you may know, someone you may not know. And it kind of, I mean, here's four people from four different backgrounds all learning and growing in this as we combat human trafficking. And like Alyssa said, you know, it's just, if you can't make that, there's a lot of resources you can use. Heather's talked about those before. So, and again, we'll get you all linked up with that, but great information. And I think we could probably kind of near the end of this, Heather, maybe three takeaways that we got here from today's podcast.
Yeah. First, Alyssa and Meg, you guys are so awesome. Thank you for joining us. I am so grateful that it worked out for you guys to come on today. And they're incredible. And I'm so grateful for the Southwest Michigan Task Force. They just are awesome. And we'd love to have you guys come and join us as one of the takeaways. Please come to one of our meetings. We would really love to have you there. And just if you have any questions or if this connects to your organization or your profession in any way, it's a really great space for us all to be able to connect and network together. For sure, we would love to see you come to our event on the 21st at Papa Vino's. We're excited to be able to kick the year off and also to continue to bring awareness, as this January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We're just excited to be able to be together, to hear from Rita. She is just an incredible woman and just really fun to be around too. So we would love to have you come to that. We'll link that in the show notes. If you've listened to these podcasts and are thinking that you would really like to host a training or an awareness event for your work or your community or your faith place, we invite us. We do trainings. Alyssa and Meg both do them. I do them and some other people too. And we would really love to come to your place, to your community, and share more about human trafficking and to keep this conversation going. So
great point there too. I think that's you guys are a tool that people can use. So if anyone, watching these podcasts, like, man, I'd love to get this information out to people I know, groups I know. You have three amazing people right here that could do just that for you. So awesome.
Yeah.
Stuff there. So, and then of course, email Heather at map-mi.org and the website map-mi.org/events to find out events and more, and really just map-mi.org for more on that. Anything else? We covered a lot today, but this was great. I appreciate the time. I do. I really do. So all good. Yeah.
One thing I did realize that I didn't make clear was that, the task force has been around and just in 2019 became a part of MAP. So the task force is still the task force and doing what they have done in the past and all of that. Everything stays the same. It's just they're underneath the umbrella of MAP now, if that was confusing to anyone as I was
great talking. Minds come together. That's
what it is. Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead, Meg.
Oh, I was going to say, Alyssa, thank you for sharing the hotline, because I had that in my notes too. And then I don't know if you just want to mention, like, because people might hear human trafficking, they might not think, oh, it doesn't happen in our area. But It is known that human trafficking is happening in every state within this nation. It is happening in our area. It's prevalent in Southwest Michigan because of the I-94 highway connection between Chicago and Detroit, our access to the waterways with all of the lakes, and also our proximity to Canada. So we may not think trafficking is happening in this area, but it definitely is, not just with those access points, but in our own communities. So I just want that to be heard that, you know, it is happening here. You know, we're not just talking about it. It is happening in our own backyard. That's why it's so important to be aware.
We're not trying to be boogeymen, any of this. We don't want you to be afraid to leave your home in any way, shape, or form, but it's good to know. And like Mike said, is that it is happening, and it can affect people, you know, and you may not know it. And that's why we're doing these. So excellent points across the board. And as always, this is so eye-opening, and I appreciate the time in helping us combat human trafficking, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So Meg, Alyssa, Heather, thank you all so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All
right. Thanks for having us.
Of course, we'll have more with the Michigan Abolitionist Project later on. Just check out our website, WIRX.com. Get linked up with them, map-mi.org. And of course, the task force. And I'll get that all linked up. If you're watching this, listen to this, check out the page. I got everything on there. We'll have more on WIRX. Stay tuned.